You are now entering the administrator conference.
There are two other participants in the conference.
Yeah, so right, so I'm saying that I just think...
I was like, where the heck's my pants?
Yeah, well, if there's a donkey involved, that's illegal, isn't it?
No,
I think, wait a minute, I think we might be streaming. I think,
did we hear a joint conference?
Yeah, I think we should probably let everybody know that they're listening to Freak Fat Episode 9. Or something like that. We never ever thought we'd have to count episodes, but I guess we are doing that now, so this is number 9.
Number 9!
And I don't know that there's really much else to say. I mean, should we join in everybody and just kind of start going, or how do you
want to
do this?
Actually, no. I want to send a... And I have a little bit of annoyance, you know, people re-registering with the same name over and over and over again. Just write down your damn PIN and your number. Jesus Christ, Oreo X, you're the worst. I'm sorry, I'm calling you out. I've had to, like, you know, delete you at least 5 or 6 times. There's also some other people in there, and I think right now if I'll approve you the second time, but basically, you get a wonderful thing on the user list called Newbie McNuberson because you've forgotten your password and you're stupid. So, like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I really don't have. We need to work out some way of fixing it. But just write down your numbers, really. Just do it. It's not that simple. I have it on a text file on my desktop and I open it up every week. That's how I remember mine. Anyway, there's my first rant.
Yeah,
there we go.
Well, the user list that you're now aware of, that'll help a little bit.
Yes.
And,
yes, I'll be less forgiving now.
Yeah, and actually, I'm hanging out in IRC sometimes. Some nights when I'm home, I'll hang out in IRC, and I inevitably get, you know, 10 private messages from people saying, I haven't been approved yet, I lost my PIN, I need to be reapproved, should I doubt, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, frankly, that's just like the least of my worries. We've set up a registration system that, come on, you guys are a bunch of smart people. Seriously, you should not be having problems remembering a 4-digit PIN, one or more account. You know, is it really that hard? I mean, come on.
Also, when registering for a new account, when they say, please state your name, state your name. State your name clearly, loudly, and I'm sorry, there's fireworks going off in the background. Clearly, loudly, and spell it out for us. Otherwise, you know, it's really hard. And other people just don't even say anything. So that makes it really, really, really annoying.
Yeah, and
I'm just going to be
done,
quiet.
Holy cow, that's loud.
Yeah,
happy 2nd of July.
Well, that actually is a professionally demonstration, so.
Also, after you've said your name and spoken clearly, hang the fuck up.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I'm getting 5 and 10 minute calls of people just sitting on there in dead air like they're waiting for something magical to happen afterwards. Like they're going to win a fucking new car or something. Hang up. You're done. That's all you have to do. So, anyway.
Also, with the approval process, I usually clear out the unapproved list for the previous week about a half hour before the show begins if I'm here. So I'm not sure what Stank does, but, you know, don't expect to be approved until the next episode.
Right. The problem is that, you know, we're not always home on Saturdays, so sometimes I'm doing this remotely from the cell phone or not theory the same thing, and I'm assuming he's out getting either drunk and or laid tonight. Happy birthday, Not Theory.
Hey, it's Not Theory's birthday. All right.
Yeah, and I think let's just quit bitching and get everybody on the stream. So
I like bitching.
Let's see. Why don't I bridge the conferences here?
You know who I hate? Really hate Paris Hilton.
Well, that pretty much goes without saying, though, doesn't
what's up?
It?
And the new Lindsay Lohan.
She's nasty.
That stank?
Okay, someone please turn down their stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're just not really sorry
people.
About the 15 registrations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is stank. Okay, you know what? Hang on. There we go. Anyway, yeah. Wow. Not very many people in here tonight.
It looks like there are 6 people on besides Black Ratchet and I, so...
Yeah, 6 people is a decent
number. I will say this. I did get some stuff we could do if it gets really, really dead. So I did keep to my promise.
All right. Well, something tells me you're going to be using that in approximately, 7 minutes.
Oh, man. I got four.
Are we issuing a challenge?
I don't think so. I guess we'll let it go tonight, and let's start with some challenge ideas tomorrow or next week's show. There's enough people on, and they're prepared tonight. Lunar's supposed to bring some numbers, so let's see what they've got. I mean, I'm gonna be up tonight, and I'm gonna end the show at 1:00. I'm not gonna let this go for another one of those 3 or 4 hour marathons. That makes it very difficult to fill content wise. So I'll try to get back in here by 1:00 to shut this off. So yeah, let's let tonight be just a normal anything goes kind of show. Just make some fun calls, maybe practice some social engineering, whatever that may be. You know, I tell you what, how about this? How about this for a game? How about this for a little bit of a challenge? How about you just call, I don't know who, or I don't care who you call or where. As a matter of fact, I will make a little bit of a challenge, totally off the top of my head. Now, why don't you go to Yapple or any place where you can find some payphone numbers, or if you've already gotten some, and the challenge is to keep people on the phone as you can. Very simple, nothing fancy, just use your social engineering skills to try to hook people in, start a conversation, and chat with them, and just see what people have to say. You might find out you'll find some incredibly interesting people with some cool stories. You might find people that are masturbating on the phone, and doesn't matter, but whatever you want to do,
no cheating by sending one of your friends out to answer a payphone.
Yeah, that's no fun anyway. There's no prize involved, so it's not eating. I mean, it's not like you're gonna win anything out of it. So
respect.
Well, luckily I have no friends,
yeah.
So
respect from your peers. There you go. Actually, well, I'm not gonna drop this teaser in there, but processes, one of the things we're working on for upcoming episodes is a little something
cool.
We call freak point.
Yeah.
Music.
Someone's
getting
lectured by mommy.
Busted!
Owned! I'm on the
put your mom on the phone. Yeah, put your mom on the phone, dude. Come on, man, put her on the phone. She sounds hot. Come on, put her on. I have no idea who I'm talking to. Oh, come on, mom, get on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Come on, baby.
So now we know Stink is his mom.
Maybe a MILF. Whose mom was on the phone? Come on, fess up. There's only 9 of you on here. I mean, it's got to be one of the 9 of you. Living Dead, is that your mom?
That's not mine.
All right. Dr. Light, is it your mom?
Nope.
Slicko, is it your mom?
Certainly not.
Durfic, is it your mom?
Man.
Was that a yes?
No.
I think so.
Durfic's mom, all right.
Durfic, put your mom on. Is she hot?
Oh,
is she a
MILF?
We're on the radio. It's not like we really care if she's hot or not, frankly.
That's not the point, but, I mean, you're asking her son if she's hot.
Good point.
So?
This is wrong on so many levels.
Incest.
He might be from Maine or Alabama or something. You never know.
Hey, Stank, I'm just curious. If I had a audio file, like... Could you guys play it like on the next show or something before we start up or?
Like what kind of audio file are you talking about?
Return of the Xbox Beta Tester. Call number 2.
So you mean something you pre-recorded? Then you kind of lose the live aspect of the show when you do that, don't you?
Well, no, because on the episode 3 we did beta test call number 1, and like 2 or 3 days later we did number 2.
Can we vote you off to the mic, though?
Well, that's the kind of thing. Yeah, that's the kind of thing I would rather put on, like the Telephonic Craptacular of Binary Revolution. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd really want to put any kind of pre-recorded stuff on this because it takes away from the whole live aspect of it. I'd rather put that on a Telephonic show or some other kind of special pre-recorded show or just release it individually as an MP3 or something.
All right. Alrighty. I was thinking, oh shit, one more day and it's the Telephonic Craptacular. I gotta get this sent in. Never did.
Yeah. Missed it, you blew it.
And there are no more.
25 more episodes to go. A couple left.
I hear someone's mother again.
Hey baby. What are you wearing? What do you look like?
Hello.
you sound sexy.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
Oh, it's a gilf.
Oh, boy.
Nothing wrong with a little gilf action.
I'm a gilf.
Hey, Black Ratchet. You there still? What was the number of that crapper? Or, yeah, it's on the app. Never mind, I'm sorry. Forgot it was on the Apple.
No, it's on StrongCarlson.com.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to hop off here. I'll hop back on in a little while, see how things are going. Like I said, we are going to end the show at 1 o'clock. So I'm gone. Happy 2nd of July, and blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. Bye.
Vajir, the sensation. Sensation, the world's leading dance event. Vajir! I'm sorry. I had to do that, considering the fact it's live right now. And, well, yeah. Anyways.
Cat sex.
Cat sex. That's like the best line to say whenever something just dies. Cat sex.
Actually, and then you have to throw the meow.
I believe some people would say that dead air would sound better than cat sex.
Yeah. What's the deal behind cat sex? Is that like an inside joke? Because I'm just not picking up on it.
Only noobs say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a noob. I admit it. I'm a noob.
Who is that?
Surface.
Oh my. Yeah. Please.
No. Oh, never mind. It's not Siri.
Yeah.
I guess some elevator numbers we could try.
Not
I guess some Pepsi numbers too.
Yay.
Hold on. This phone has flash. I doubt it.
Oh, that's a good one, Melzar. I don't know if you're in here or not, but. I know you're listening. That's funny.
What is the link to the user's page to tell who all's on?
Hang on 1 second. It might get a little loud.
Let me turn my phone down then.
No, not that. I'm turning up this radio stream and plugging in headphones. You know, hang on a second. Vajir the sensation.
Oh!
Vajir! Vajir! Okay.
But see here.
Wait, so you're listening to music while you're on the radio. How does that work?
No.
You can't hear. We're saying what you're saying.
Well, cause it's live and it's a rave and it's over in Amsterdam and I don't know. Been recording it since about 5 o'clock. I just thought it'd be funny, but yeah, it wasn't. Anyways, let me put it this way: I just got off work like an hour ago, so I'm like dumb right now because I haven't eaten anything. No food equals no brain.
Power.
Brain.
Well,
action,
there's no brains for you anyways, so it doesn't really matter if you have food or not.
Oh. Oh, that was harsh. That was harsh.
So let's get these phone calls you got.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the number for these other. Here it is.
I've got.
Yo, you want to call them now?
I got four things we can do. Oh, God. Damn.
The number you have reached, 959-7001, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 959-7001 is not in service. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer.
What?
Who's
that's
that?
Weird.
That means the number's not working right now.
Wait a minute.
But
who?
But an
who
operator
dialed that number?
Will answer?
That sounded like pulse dialing, though.
No, I
did
think
you get a little
chirp
again?
No, I think it was a London number. Or, I'm sorry, a boring, like, British, or... Can you all hear me, or did I mute myself?
It sounded like one of the recordings that they have in the archives on the PBX.
Oh, okay.
In Evan Dando, How I Became a Phone Freak.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you want to call these elevators or not?
Anyways.
Hold on.
The number you have reached, 959-7001, has been changed temporarily at the customer's request. The new number is 555-2368 in the 311 area. Please make a note of it. 959-7003 has been changed temporarily at the customer's request. The new number is 555-2368 in the 311 area. Please make a note of it.
I think it's a bank.
This is a recording in Dunyak, Pennsylvania.
Of what?
I think it's a bank payphones.
Yeah, I found a number last night that whenever I was scanning, I called it.
But yeah, it's definitely Black Ratchet.
So I called the new number, and then it said it had been changed to someone's private number, so I don't know why it had been changed.
What the hell is going on with Black Ratchet?
The natives are restless up here in Inwood.
And where?
Yo, do you want to call it?
Where are you from? The natives are restless up here in where? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me
good.
Now?
Someone what? Said the natives are restless up here in, and then they said name of a town, but I didn't hear it. I thought he said
Dunyak, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Where?
Anyways.
Yo, do you want to call these elevator numbers or not?
Yes, elevators. Elevators. Let's
call
elevators.
Well, I was going to explain real quick what I've got we can do.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to call the elevators first, of course, but, I mean, they're not really elite, but, you know, they're good.
As long as people pick up, it doesn't really matter.
One of them
really have fun
is
people.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know about a time, but one of them is to call up 7-Eleven and ask them why the KKK told me that they don't allow 7-Elevens in Alabama. Then we can call up, someone told me that we call up AT&T and ask them
for installation of a telegraphing service. Considering the fact they're American telegraph and telephone.
Yeah.
Is that all? No, there's actually one more.
Everyone on there was black people. That was kind of cool.
There's one more. Call this, there's one number for GoToMyPC.com and ask them why, either why they even bother selling that useless crap, or call them and say trying to get to a PC and couldn't get to it. The PC in question being either A, a government PC, B, George Bush's PC, or C, some really important PC or something. Seriously, like, you could get some guy's laptop and you could go to any PC if he's got this. So fucking stupid. Oh, no. Thank you, Surfbase.
How the hell did you know it's
dude, it's called an internet stream. It, you know, it tells us who's in the room and who's making noise.
What's the URL for that? I've been looking for it.
Well, he left. He left like a bitch.
I got some Pepsi numbers. Were you there when we called him, Winner?
Did someone boot him or what?
Can you boot now? I'll give him a light.
No.
I don't know. It's just like, he's like, how'd you know it was me? And I told him I was talking, and then he, like, left. It's like,
okay.
He must think I'm an elite hacker or something. Oh, my God.
It's a better place without him. That's all that matters.
No booting here, no.
Good
it's not booting, it's voting off the island.
What is the user page?
Except
what,
is this voting?
The URL
vote
for
counts, and that's mine.
Voting's not working, because I just tried to... Oh, yeah, I forgot. It doesn't work on admins. Let me try on someone else.
Hey, I've got the...
no offense, Black Rats. I was just testing it. You're at the top of the list.
Boot you off
I've
next, bitch.
I've got the support number for Coke
Pop. No, don't.
I love you, man.
What is the URL? I need it.
What is the URL for what?
For the user page.
Freakfactor.net/live with a capital L /user with a capital U .php.
Yay.
Cock-on-pussy-cock-on-pussy-cock-on-pussy-cat-sex.
Oh, it doesn't say I'm in here.
So let's call some numbers.
Doesn't say who's in here.
Oh, I'm Newbie McNuberson the Third.
Yeah, it does. You're in here. But you do sound a hell of a lot like Surf Press.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Oreo X.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. I can't take a leak, you know, when I'm on the air. What's the deal there? Is there a rule against it?
What happened?
I was just taking a piss and I got kicked.
Oh, Black Ratchet did kick you and he left. He left running.
Yeah, he knew I'd kick his ass.
Well, yeah, probably, but then again, it's like the saying goes, well, yeah, then again, he's not really a jackal, but if you punch a jackal, all the jackals punch you and, well, he's got lots of guys on him. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah, let's call the elevator
reference. Let's call the hotel one.
Okay.
Hang
on a second. I gotta ask this first. Other than Living Dead, can anyone else make phone calls?
I can.
I can't three-way. I'm on a cell.
I'm on a cell. I can three-way.
Okay. We just need to make sure that there's at least two people that can call.
Okay.
Okay, let's
why
do this.
Two?
Well, remember what happened last time?
No.
You couldn't do it for a while?
An admin, I can dial out.
Oh, yeah.
Black Ratchet, do you kick yourself?
Fine, yeah.
Or?
No, I accidentally pressed the wrong button on my phone.
You got scared by the fireworks? Oh, shit. Anyways.
Okay, so I can't dial out on this. I don't have... three-way, it's on his cell phone,
yeah.
So somebody want to do that?
I'll call it.
Okay,
Well, no, I'm just saying Living Dead can call, Oreo X can call. We just need at least two people just in case either A, someone has to leave, or B, technical problems.
Okay.
Okay, well, show, I mean, I was on the, I mean, I did it because I didn't want any of the show to be dead air, but me and another guy were on the air just sitting there talking until Sten came back.
Yeah.
But shit, so.
I left like 5 minutes before it was supposed to end, and then, it never ended.
Yeah, I could try calling it back in from my home phone when it has flash, but I mean, you know, you can't hardly hear me, so I'm just going to stay on a cell phone until we actually need me, so. Anyway, here's the number, 954-941-2220. Somebody wants to dial
it? Are you going to call it, or do you want me to?
Who's doing it?
Actually, do you want me to call it, or are you going to?
You can do it.
Hang on. All right,
I'll have to call in through, I'll have to call in through Folgers. But,
out of Oreo X and Living Dead, are any of you in IRC?
Yes, I am.
Okay, both.
I am.
I'm going to send you this number, Oreo X. When we get done with this, you can call this.
All right, so do you want me to call the elevator?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call. Yeah, hold on. Let me put it in IRC. All
right. And
that's the number after the elevator.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Surf.
Yeah.
There's nothing against peeing, except for the fact that when an admin's in the room, and it's at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
Usually I take a shit on the pot just to interest things on the show, so yeah, doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
One time, I raped my dog on the show just to piss everybody off. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't do that kind of thing.
Of course, that would piss everybody off. You're talking about dog sex there when we're all talking about cat sex.
Hey, I don't have a cat, daggone it. I need a cat to love and cuddle.
Ooh, Geek Squad.
Yo, who's calling the number?
Oreo.
Oreo is.
Okay.
Damn, 1,000.
Your call.
All right, here we go.
1,906 megabytes worth of stream I've downloaded so far.
Thank you for calling Kills Bro Club. I'm your call.
Hey, extension 2270, please.
2270?
Yeah. Yo, I think it's dialing out. Hang up.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I gave these numbers to Ponyboy earlier, and he said most of them were crap. I haven't tried them out myself, so I just thought it'd be interesting.
Okay, I hung up.
Hang on a second, though. That sounded like either that was someone's mother again, or there was actually people in an elevator there.
Nah, it sounded like background, or somebody had a stream going.
No, it sounded like a woman. It sounded like a female talking in an elevator.
I've called.
Well, no, it's still ringing when we heard it, though.
Yeah, but it could be, we could be hearing over the speakerphone, you know, the speaker, we could be hearing them, and they're ringing the phone trying to get them to answer.
Oh. Okay.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe.
So do you want me to call the other number that you gave me now?
Yeah, call that. That's the crapper phone.
Alright, cool. Hello.
What's the crapper phone? Let me ask.
Hey, remember we called it last episode, or it might have been when you left, but I was getting really bored and Black Ratchet gave us that number to call for the Barney Beery.
Damn, I'm approved.
Newbie McNewbers in the Fifth. Sounds really familiar, but I can't remember the name.
Okay, I got some numbers here.
Who is that?
We got... This is Tweak. I'm finally approved.
Tweak.
I got Lindsay Lohan. Ryan Seacrest.
No.
Alex Borstein. Possibly Mark Hamill. Sarah Lane. Everybody knows
Mark Hamill.
Sarah Lane.
Tweak, remember the way we
need Mark Hamill. I mean, you. I know
maybe
you said possibly.
Mark Hamill, I'm not sure.
I know you said possibly, but we need to call that now, or I'm going to nut myself.
And also this woman that owns the Richard Dean Anderson fan site.
Oh, my God.
I thought that funny.
Yo, isn't that the guy from Stargate SG-1?
Isn't
that the guy from Stargate
SG-1?
Who's playing the stream in the background?
I don't know. Yo, isn't Richard Dean Anderson the guy from Stargate?
Yeah, that's the guy in Stargate.
My bad, that was me.
Jesus.
I forgot my...
He's MacGyver.
We connect your call.
Okay.
All right, calling.
Who are you calling?
The crapper phone.
I'm not talking.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
It is the crapper phone.
A pay phone inside of a bathroom.
Awesome. I'll talk.
It takes a bit to answer it. Just to let you know.
What kind of a bathroom it's in?
Men.
I'll talk.
Restaurant, bar.
Alright, cool.
Wait a couple minutes, but it's interesting people, seriously.
Yeah, okay. Last episode.
Ask them if they're crap.
Call back later.
The flight's going to pick it up just to get it to stop, so keep it on the line.
Exactly.
Did you have a nice trip to the bathroom?
Your party is not answering.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, that happened last episode.
We are sorry, but your call...
Yes, the bathroom is very fun.
Dude, we'll call back later. Yeah, it's a good number, though. Yeah, I guess we have to show.
I have an announcement to make again real quick. Fajir for Sensation is live. Fajir. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyways.
Oh, seriously, what would you do? You're, like, sitting on a John in a bar. You're, like, drunk as, like, as hell. And you see this, like, phone just starts ringing. You're like, what the hell? And it's like, do I pick up or do I wipe my ass?
Or do I pick it up and wipe with it?
No, you see, what you do is you would pick it up and wipe your ass with the phone.
Hang on 1 second. It's 11:38 now. I'll be back at 12. I got like 1 minute left, and I need to lay down for a bit, so I'll be back in 12. All right, I'll see y'all later. Y'all better still be here when I get back.
Of course.
See ya.
Don't worry, we're all going to leave right as you call in.
Are we
going
to call some
later. Oh, if you can get Hillary Duff's number for me, that'd be great.
Oh, man, she's like a fucking whale. Dude, she's so fat.
No, she ain't, okay? She's perfect for me. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
Okay, one of those teeny bopper movies, she was like a fucking whale, okay?
Damn it, I think I'm Newbie McNuberson.
No, that's me. That would be Oreo. that was because I registered about 8 times. Oh, well, you're the 5th. I'm the 3rd. Oh. Because
there's 2 of them in here.
Yeah, that's because we both registered about 15 times.
No,
I'm the 3rd. I was here first.
I only registered twice.
I registered about 4 times.
I only registered 4
times.
Yeah, I got owned at the beginning of Freak Factor in the intro.
I was cornhole.
No, that'd be me when Black Ratchy kicked me.
Okay, so... me and Oreo tried to find some good numbers.
Hmm.
I'm thinking this is Mark Hamill, because it's... By the way, we just did a bunch of whoises on random websites. Like the official Mark Hamill website. And it's registered
to, like,
Cindy
Hamill.
My friend's
dad's name is Mark Hamill.
You know, if you want, we could call this number in the Netherlands, I think. Hold on, I don't think Windows has whoise, but I'll try.
Yeah, my dad's friend's name is...
Or, for Apple.
Yeah, my friend's dad's name is Mark Hamill.
Nice.
That's awesome. I have Apple's number. It's in one infinite loop. Cupertino, California. Also has a number for the girls in Boys Town.
The what?
The girls in Boys Town. It's something like...
What's that?
...help group or something. I saw it off TV. It was like, you feel right. Depressed and lonely. I think you have nothing
to do. We could call it Pepsi and Coke and have them talk to each other.
I have Tweet's mom's cell phone number if you guys want that.
I've got the number of Coke.
Tweak.
You want to do Coke and Pepsi together?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to do the ordering number, the service number, or the other number?
Service number.
Yeah, I'm thinking service number. Does anybody know Orsha 3789?
Alright, maintenance. I'll do the maintenance for Pepsi then.
Isn't that your mom's handle on here?
Yeah, elite hacker. Does somebody want me to call Mark Hamill?
Who the hell are these people? Mark Hamill?
You know who Mark Hamill is?
Hamill, you know, MacGyver?
Yeah.
I do not know MacGyver.
No, that's not MacGyver. That's,
Mark Hamill's not MacGyver.
I mean, MacGyver's
that's
Steve
Skywalker. Luke.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
God, dude.
Luke Skywalker.
Sorry, I RT knew, but...
I'm...
I kind of phased out there.
The 3rd.
I'm trying to talk to people. Anyway, you call Sarah Lane.
Yeah, call Sarah Lane.
Hey, is Black Ratchet still on? Was that a yes?
Black Ratchet is.
He is not, you
not
said?
On.
No, alright.
Yes, he is not on. Why do I have to be Newbie McNuberson?
Because we
registered
you. Like 14 times.
Anybody have any international dialing ability?
Yes,
you can get
Bula
Bala.
I do.
Yo, hold on. I actually,
okay.
Oh, you know, 10-10-9-8-7? Yo, you know 10-10-9-8-7?
Yeah.
The stuff actually, like, yeah, well, my dad's in, like, Germany and Italy a lot. I mean, I actually use that, like, to call him, and it's not a bad deal. It's, like, I don't know, I can't remember. It's, like, cheaper than normal international calls. It's, like, 10 cents a minute.
I can do it for free.
You want to call a number then? I got a couple numbers from Australia. I got the Australian Zoo.
I'm from Australia.
Are you from there?
Awesome.
Yeah, I can call.
This is kangaroo.
I can call. The Netherlands. Wait, hold on, let me find out.
They have like.
Wait, let's call those Japanese numbers again.
Because a lot of these places would be open now, considering the time it is here. I have a good list of like bars and pubs over there too. And call and talk to some drunk Australian guy.
Call the
crocodile hunter.
The Tasmanian devil.
There's also a training place.
Yeah, call the zoo.
I speak with
swimmers.
And the big problem with Australia is they kind of speak the same language we do, so you can actually talk to them instead of trying to call Japan or somewhere there where you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah, I think you should call and ask for Steve Irwin or the Tasmanian Devil.
Nice.
Yes, I have Steve Irwin. I have an alligator that needs to be captured. Can he,
Giggity, giggity. Were we going to call that Japanese number?
No, we're not.
Because I have my Japanese book, and it's got some good phrases in it. Like, I have diarrhea, and I'm on my period. We didn't have to learn, though,
right.
They're in here for some reason. I just got to find them.
I think we should do some Japanese ones.
Yo, Dr. Lake's on the top.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, tourist season.
What?
It's
what?
Tourist season.
If it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them?
It's what season?
If it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them?
Oh.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
So is somebody going to call something?
I can call you guys.
In terms of argument, Steve Martin was not MacGyver.
Steve Martin?
He's just really, really funny.
Steve Martin MacGyver what?
Yo, one Steve Martin MacGyver.
What the hell?
No, what the hell is wrong with you?
Richard Dean Anderson.
This face says that Steve Martin's MacGyver. Let's go this one.
Steve Martin was
a comedian. And actor.
Yeah, he's from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker.
God damn it, I don't know all my actors.
Come on, Steve Martin, the jerk.
No, MacGyver.
Yeah.
These
cans are exploding. Yeah. That's the Geek Squad.
They're on hold.
Oh, here we go. I have diarrhea. I'm constipated. I have
that
rashes.
Sucks. You have diarrhea and you're constipated at the same time? How the fuck does that work?
Oh, yeah.
I can say this stuff in Japanese.
When he takes his shit, it goes further up his ass.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
here's an explanation of how diarrhea and constipation can work at the same time. Futures.
Nice.
Getty dish is I have diarrhea in Japanese.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Getty dish is I have diarrhea in Japanese.
Nice.
These are key phrases we need here.
I'm sure they are, yes.
Oh, here it is. I have my period.
And then you need to throw in right now.
Whatever works for you, man.
Let's see. Society this. I have my period.
You want a tampon, too?
Yes, I want a man pawn.
Whew.
Ryan Seacrest.
Call him up.
Okay, I'm calling. Hold on. I gotta do the folders.
Whatever.
Calling numbers.
Somebody is. Somebody's just calling up. He's calling up Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Did it work?
Calling.
You have reached 310-820-6666, the former phone number for Brown Craft and Company. The following is a list of current contact information. For Glenn Kaplan, please dial 310-478-4148.
Well, that was gay. He lied on his who is. Son of a bitch.
You think? Gee, nobody lies on their who is.
Well, I mean, it had his address and everything. It even
so
had
Lindsay Lohan was real.
Yeah. It had Ryan Seacrest's screen name, too, for AOL. He's on AOL. How about Alex Borstein?
He's a spokesman for him, isn't he?
What?
Hey. Parker.
Is it Ryan?
See, look, it's scrolled down right now, so it doesn't look like I have much, but it's scrolled down.
Can you double space it, or are you allowed
that? That's what I'm going to do.
I'll let you. Good night.
What about Alex Borstein?
Put the mahal on the phone.
Good night.
Okay. Okay.
Good night, whoever's mom.
It's the freak picture show. If you have minutes, yeah, probably.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No.
Yo, I'll call back.
He just hugged his mom in the face.
Alright.
So, who's left in here now? How many people?
Hey, what's up?
I am.
Tweak. Woofty woop.
And. Dr. Light. Let's not call the Lindsay Lohan number again after what happened last time, you said?
What happened last time?
Oh, yeah. My friend called, and the NYPD called him back.
Nice. The NYPD.
Yeah, the New York.
Well, why'd he call it from his?
So clearly she's located in New York, or
in, Nassau, New York, I think.
Nice.
And yes, this number is real, so I don't think we'll be giving that out tonight.
Hey, so who did you
That's
call?
Not gonna be good stuff. But let's
well,
not give that one out.
You already said that you got it from her who is, so it's not too hard to get it.
Oh no, she changed it.
Oh, she changed it.
It's been changed now.
I see.
Let's just not give that out, Tweak, because it's probably caused a lot of bad problems with us.
Yeah. How about Alex Borstein?
Who?
Oh, wait, I have some funny people.
She does the voice of... She was on Mad TV, and she does the voice of Lois from Family Guy.
Gotcha. I knew I recognized the name. Okay.
You making a call? Hey, are we making a call?
Here, I'm getting ready to find a number to call. Are you guys in Freak Factor in IRC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my mom's phone.
Real,
I
have
this
number
to me. And I put Johnny Depp beside of it, so I don't think this is Johnny
Depp's phone number.
Yo, can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was my mom, so he didn't want to talk.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess she's just kind of like phone shy.
Huh.
It's just weird like that.
Alright, I'm posting numbers now.
What the hell?
Oh, God, I gotta take a shot.
Oh, and Oreo, there's just a band called Paper. It's a kind of funny band. Every time I listen to it, I think he's saying Brian Paper.
Oh, yeah, everyone check out brianpeppers.tk.
Hey, Oreo, should we bust out the Brian Peppers neighbor's numbers?
Yeah, we can.
So, did anybody do anything working with Stank's Challenge there? What was the
payphone? Stank's Challenge.
I
didn't call payphone.
That's the only key people on.
What's his challenge?
Calling up payphones and seeing how long you can keep people on.
Hey, well, hold on. Is it illegal to order a pizza
well,
from somebody's house?
I don't have payphone numbers, so it's kind of hard
well,
to
go
do.
To
if anyone else has them, I'll talk to them.
Go to Yapple and grab
all
a
right.
payphone numbers.
There's so many co-cards on there, though.
Well, just find a couple that are like, you know, like, look at their descriptions and see where they're located. And
yeah.
I've
the pain to get into the annoying, like, modem
well,
if
Black
sound.
Ratch is still on. He might know a couple offhand.
Random payphone. Alright, here.
He's listening and wants to call in.
Here's a. Oh, here's one that Black Latch had that submitted.
I'm gonna call Sarah Lane.
You wanna call it?
Yeah, I'm gonna call.
Give me the number.
Well, I just got a ton of Cocots. And it's like.
Don't call Cocots.
Okay. Well, I don't know how.
You get modem sounds in your ear and it's not enjoyable.
As long as nobody picks up.
Yo.
This is
up
they don't ring a lot of the time, though. They just, like,
well, yeah, if,
are
if they,
there.
If they don't allow incoming phone calls, then you're going to have that problem, right?
Well, this is updated.
Here's one that allows incoming phone calls.
What
they all
do. What are you saying there?
Bullshit, they all do.
Here's one.
Hold on. This was updated May 7th, so this
connect
is
your call.
This year.
This is Sarah Lane.
Hello.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer
what
in service.
Surprise.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number.
You want to call some payphones?
Yeah, give us call payphone numbers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Here's the one for Bellagio and IRC. Didn't we already do Bellagio last week or the week before that?
We always do Bellagio, but it's great every time.
Yeah.
So if that's one that's guaranteed to be picked up by somebody, then that's a good number to call.
Well, it's not guaranteed to be picked up. We've called before they didn't pick up.
But most of the time you're going to get somebody, right? Because it's a pretty crowded area.
Yeah.
So you want to call it or?
Whatever. Somebody put the number out. Well, I don't have IRC up running right now. I'm on my cell phone.
I gotta do Folger, so. So I guess I'll go first because it's going
okay,
to take
a
while.
Do you have the number?
I'll do four then. Okay.
Do
you doing? I'll do four. I'll do four then.
I do six.
I'll do five.
We connect your call.
Okay.
Ready to call?
Yeah, we're. I have Bellagio Hotel coming in.
Who are you calling?
That was weird.
Bellagio Hotel payphone.
Hang up on me.
Someone talk.
Hello?
disconnect your call.
What?
Hello, sir.
Who's got the business here? Don't kill that. Whoever the last connection was just now, kill that.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
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 Hello, this is Bartu. I'm calling from Long Place. What
Thank
do you want?
Thank you for using Sprint.
Phone.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, well, the guy hung up.
Somebody actually picked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, hold on. There's this one site that's got, like, 200-plus payphones. It's, go to the...
No, I didn't hang up.
What? What? Oh, whatever. Go to the theartofhacking.com/payphone.htm. They got like 200-plus payphones.
Well, I've been holding it so far with about 4 seconds of talk time.
All right, 600 left on me.
Hello?
Congratulations.
Hello?
You have just won $100.
Yes?
You can answer the simple question. What is the square root of 99?
Let's get rid of 99. There is no one.
Come to the nearest 100th play decimal.
What?
Rounded 100th point.
Thank you for using Sprint.
Dang, she could
have
won
that.
Oh,
never.
Call back.
Okay.
Ask a new question.
Ask her, like, what port SSH is on and shit.
Hold on, ask her to square root of a number.
-2. Just ask for, like, -4.
You calling?
Yeah, let's see that. Let's see Taco Bob's.
Yo, somebody turned down the IRC in the background, or game, or whatever that is.
Your call cannot be completed as entered. Please check the number.
Go into the Star Wars line again. I'm still there. Yeah, have good luck there. And
well,
IRC
you have Mark Hamill's number. You have Mark Hamill's number. You have the Star Wars line number. Why don't we just patch those two in?
Yeah, but no one's sitting
I'll
at the Star
Wars
line number. Just people
who was in front of a Chinese man? People walk by there.
Let's call the number.
Yeah, but it's
that
not like we're going to get specifically Star Wars fans on it anymore.
This is the number.
Oh, I know.
The number that I posted last.
Bellagio. Hello? Bellagio.
Hello. This is Mr. Harry Egan. How are you today, ma'am?
All right, how are you? Hello?
Excellent. I'm calling today because you've been selected to take place in a special survey. Would you like to take a survey?
Thank you for using Sprint.
Gay!
Honestly, I would have hopped on YouTube.
So what the fuck, man? Do these Folger cards, they not tell you they're going to run out? They just disconnect you all of a sudden?
Yeah.
They don't give you any warning.
Holy shit, dude. I'm like listening to you guys bullshit, and next thing I know, it was dead. I looked at my timer and thought, oh, 30 minutes. There you go.
Yo, is it illegal to order a pizza to a house that didn't order it?
It's not illegal, but it's stupid.
Well, I guess somebody...
If you're going to do it, use the online script and do it through the automated web-based delivery service. And do, like, 500.
Yeah. Well, if you go to morrowsoftware.com, they've got an application where you can brute force those accounts.
Since when does brute forcing work?
It works, not very fast.
Always.
It always works.
Yeah, I mean, unless...
Eventually, but I mean, like, yeah. Who wants to wait, like, 100 years?
I used to do it on those, passwords.
Believe me, it works. I do it all the time.
I'll say, if you've got the time, it definitely works.
Yeah.
Well, you
know,
it's
program.
It just depends on how...
What conference line is this?
Depends on how strong somebody's password is. I mean, if they've got a really good password, it might take a long time or never. If they've got a really weak password, then you're going to get pretty quick.
Yeah, well...
Well, hasn't it?
They got a password named after their dog. Guess what? It's not going to take you long.
Yeah.
You know, they got, you know, a numeric, a strictly numeric password. It's not going to take you long at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tested out my military password on there, which is like 8 digits maximum. It only takes like 3 days.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, you have it.
Well, I mean...
I don't have it.
I mean, any good at...
That was Crack's number, remember? His list of numbers he had?
Oh, yeah, Crack had
what,
that.
What brute force program are you using for that? I mean, 3 days for an 8-digit password.
You called, though?
That's been a long time.
I don't use, like, brute force. I haven't...
Ain't enabled.
Forever, but I'm saying that, like, any decent administrator would disconnect, like, brute forcers, like, after...
Well, it would... Right, any...
period of time.
Depending on what you're trying to hit, a lot of times that, you know, if you're trying to hit... If you hit it more than 3 times, usually it you know, either kills the connection for a half hour or kills the connection for good. But, I mean, you still have a lot of older systems or a lot of older setups that don't have a max number of attempts.
Yeah.
You know, and then once you find something like that, or, you know, if you've, you know, grabbed somebody's SANS file or something like that, it doesn't really matter what kind of...
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I mean, brute forcing, like, seeing this on your own computer, like, something like in encryption, you know, that's, like, that works. But, I mean, like, connecting to another, like, server.
Has Crack been on today yet?
No, I haven't seen Crack in, like, 3 days.
Well, again, you're looking at, like, you know, a newer server, yeah, like a Server 2003. I think Server 2000 also had, like, default...
Give me your call log.
Max number of attempts. But I think, like, the older server setups, like, I think NT4... I don't think it had any kind of, like, max number of attempts.
Well, hold on, I'm talking about Windows servers. I mean,
well, because that's what most companies seem to be using still.
Oh, shit. Well, I thought they all switched to Linux by now. Well,
you would think they would, but a lot of companies are still using Windows servers.
Oh, yeah.
Because Windows is the latest.
It's 31337.
Alright, I'm going to call the bathroom back.
Awesome.
Yeah, seriously, if we just call that enough, somebody's going to pick up the phone just to get it to shut up.
Exactly.
Alright, yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to call it if I can find the number.
Because yeah, I know if I was in the shitter and the phone kept ringing, I'd answer it.
But what if you're on the shitter and you can't reach the phone? That would just suck.
Yeah. Then you start throwing toilet paper at it.
Kind of bunch up your butthole and, like, wiggle to it.
Yo. Now, what we have to find out is if there's a female version of the same phone in the other crapper.
No,
okay, I don't
yeah.
I mean, because if there's a bathroom in the men's room, there's got to be a phone in the men's room. There's got to be a phone in the woman's room, too.
Yo, hold on, but isn't it like Strom's or something where they got all the numbers on a site? What's the name of the bar?
Oh, it's a bar?
Yeah, yeah, there's like a website and it had all its phone numbers and that's how somebody got the crapper phone number.
Gotcha. No, I don't know anything about this. I just heard you guys talking about it tonight.
Yeah, it was on like episode 6 or 7, I can't remember.
We could call Lindsay Lohan and shoot some covert calls.
Dude, let's not do Lindsay Lohan again.
What's the interest in calling? I mean,
well, we called her while I was gone. Bastards.
I mean, if you can get her like to jerk off on the phone or something, you know, to... You know, that would be interesting, but other than that, like, she's just going to answer the phone, you're going to go, wah! And then she's going to hang up. So, like...
Well, we could do a covert call and say we're Paris Hilton or something.
Yeah, you guys are Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound just like Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, we could say, like, we're Bill and Paris gave me her number, and she was trying to hook us up or something, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm Newbie McNuber.
You're just lonely. No one loves you.
I'm Newbie McNuber 5 here.
Now, is it Newbie McNuber the 5th or part 5?
Yeah.
I'm the 3rd.
Volume 5.
I could be the 5th generation of noobs.
Version 5, yes.
Gen 5 noob.
Gotcha. Nice.
Newblet 5.0.
So somebody on the crapper again?
I can't find the number.
It's
a bitch.
Yo, it's on our website. It's like Strom's. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
I got
Carlson.
All of the episodes on my iPod.
I
just
think
they
were
doing like 4 hours on.
There's one guy like hanging out in 666 right now. I just was in there a second ago.
Lonely.
And I'm like, why don't you come over to the... Oh, dude, I don't have a password. I'm like, well, didn't get one. It's really simple. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, whatever.
Why don't we
call
just
Apple
666?
Just patch and make fun of him.
just bring him over, laugh at him, and then hang up on him.
Yeah.
Do you want me to bring him in?
If you want to, go ahead.
Yeah, do it.
I'll bring it back.
Right, hold on.
Oreo, is that not bullcrap? They wouldn't patch me and you over. But they patch up some noob by himself.
Well, because that's funnier.
Is that... What?
I got some more Apple stuff the other day.
What else have you had so far?
Let me find the Apple number. I have it here somewhere.
I have the Apple number. I've got four G docks. I have one mini dock, 3 remotes, 2 monster cables...
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Earbuds and something else.
Yo, who's calling who?
Oh, and I ordered
one of those
European
dial
tones.
Oh, whatever.
I have Apple's number. It came on that paper they sent me.
Hold up, I got a question where it's like.
Okay, he's bridged.
A666. Why don't you get a password to come in Freak Factor? Oh, yeah, you can't.
Noob.
Is anybody even in there?
I don't know. It just totally chopped off how many people were in the room.
Damn it. I'm in here.
Yeah, there's definitely someone else in there, though.
Yes, there
Well, there's always... There's been somebody idling in there.
Yes.
But
oh, yeah, the lurker.
Go to selfmind.net.
The label is green.
Or it could be, like, default. You know, he's out in there lurking because he has no microphone.
Also, wicked echo or feedback or something.
Yo, I got a question. There's this like payphone by a movie theater, and if you call it, it's like this like phone sex hotline. It's just a recording. It's not an actual hotline. How would you actually do that? It's like somebody must open the payphone and.
It didn't open it up.
It's a wrong number. Wrong number. Got the thing going.
They could have just, like, changed the number on the face of the payphone case.
They had to have.
Yeah.
I want to freak off of this hotline phone that I found in the post office here. You pick it up, and it automatically dials into the in post office.
I'll freak your hotline, babe. Okay.
What's up?
You want a phone? Yeah, payphones.
All right, here. 214-745-9007.
666 still patched in?
No. Yeah, I think so. Hold on a sec. Let me check. Yeah.
Well, clearly there's nobody in there, so to kill that.
Yeah. Okay, I dropped them.
Whose phone makes the beep sound every time they dial out?
It sounds more like one of those European dial tones.
See, to me, it sounds like I got a call coming on the other line. I keep looking at my phone to see who the hell's calling me.
Same here. Who wants to call a number that is claiming to be Trey Parker's home phone?
As in the counterpart to Matt Stone?
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't called it yet. I was
kind
of
saving that's somebody who'd be interesting to call because he would talk to us.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, let me see if I find
it. Who is it?
Trey Parker.
Yeah, one of the creators of South Park.
Oh.
Hold on
okay.
a second. I got to dig around here.
Dude, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, he would actually talk.
Pizza.
He definitely would talk.
Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go. Actually, I'm going to drop this in IRC, so...
Is anybody going to call or you want me to call?
I'll call. Somebody else. Because I still got the other Bellsmine line idling on the other half of my phone.
Someone decide who's going to talk first so it doesn't get hectic.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be a prank either. Let's just honestly talk to him.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, let's give
him
the URL to Freak Factor.
Yeah, that's what Tabis is. Freak Factor might make its way into South Park.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
totally would,
awesome.
Too.
That'd be awesome.
All right. So somebody elect somebody.
I want to be
what up, guys?
There's already been Cat Sex on South Park, Telco Bob.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Check it out, dude.
That'd
be
a whole episode.
The orgy, the
cat
sex
orgy.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, okay.
That's fucking, like, one of the best episodes ever.
Yeah, that's the...
Bad kitty.
And I can be the evil cookie that comes over and kills all the kittens.
Bad Oreo.
What was that?
I say Linda Ed should talk, because he's like the leadest.
Yeah.
I'll talk, I don't care.
Are you guys getting ready?
Yes,
what
the fuck?
Who are we calling?
I say ladder is the most elite.
Grab your one that you're going to do.
What the hell is that?
It's Living Dead's little sister.
That's not mine.
Shouldn't your little sister be shouldn't whoever that is, little sister be asleep by now?
It's only 9:15 where I'm at, so she's not asleep
yet. 12:15 where I'm at.
Oh.
Hell, it's past my bedtime.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm getting old, man. Too old to be doing
this. You get in fucking trouble, your mom's going to come and be like, bitch, go to bed.
See, I'm waiting for my wife to come in and do the same thing.
Wow, I have a scar on my knee, and I
Are we gonna call someone? Yes, call Trey Parker, motherfuckers.
Trey Parker?
Yeah,
dude.
Call the number that was on the... they posted in IRC, I think.
I'm gonna call it.
Or just say it.
818-623-7653.
Trey Parker was an 818?
Yeah.
Really?
Let me repost it.
He doesn't live in fucking Colorado anymore, guys. He lives in fucking Hollywood.
Yeah, how old is that number? Where'd you get it?
Oh, no. Just found it and coming across a list. I haven't even ever called it, ever.
What was it again? 818-623 what?
7653.
Okay.
7653,
thank
you. It's not shaped like Google.
Is anyone going to call it? All right, I'll call it. Hold on.
Levin, are you going to talk?
I can't call.
Or are you going to talk?
I'll talk. I only have Trey Parker, though. I don't think he lives in Los Angeles.
At least on his official site, he used GoDaddy.
What is 818?
That's my area.
Where do you think he lives then?
Hold on. Restaurant is Mini Inc.
I think he does.
Oak Creek, Florida. The registrant for his website is in Florida.
Someone can call it?
Yeah, someone's calling.
Oh, I need a calling card.
What should I ask him? What do you want? Like, you want me to do, like, prank or?
Ask him how he feels about people downloading episodes of South Park off the internet.
All right.
That's a good one.
No, ask him if he'll be.
We
crashed her into a,
Yo, shut up.
Into a stop.
Shut up.
Tell him who we are.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, you've reached Trey and Damon. Please leave a message at the tone, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Have a wonderful day.
Trey and Damon.
I'll leave a message.
Maybe it's his friend, and he lives in the same place with him. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Don't be his best friend.
That really does kind of sound like him, but you never know.
It did sound like Trey. But Trey and Damon, I think he has a roommate. I can't imagine.
Hey, man, fucking...
Yeah,
the money he makes.
Expenses, dude.
Come on now. He's not paying rent. He's paying a mortgage. The money they make, he's not paying rent.
He's not living in a house.
Are you kidding me? He's not living in a house. He's living in a mansion.
Wasn't he on something saying that they didn't really, like, do anything with the money?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I could just be making this up. I don't know.
Well, that seems like a pretty valid number. Maybe we'll try that some other time.
We'll call next week.
Yeah, definitely. I'll try again.
What's the number again?
Well, the problem is, I think we should even, I'd opt for pre-record on it, because how often is Trey Parker going to be at his house at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday night? You know what I mean?
You never know. Every now and then people got to stay home.
He's probably making some South Parks, what he's doing.
At 9?
He said it takes him a week to make an episode.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah, but
it's
not working
really
at 9 o'clock
really
on a fucking Saturday
the first
night.
First episode, now they got people to make it for him.
He said fucking Chad told my mom blowing coke.
Just a little
Jesus
while ago.
Christ.
This was like when the movie came out.
Yeah, well, he does voices. He does like 70% of the voices.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then of course both
a week to make it.
Him and Matt both approve everything that happens in the show.
Yeah, but how long does that take? Like 30 minutes? I mean, that's how long the show is.
Well,
if you take stuff out, then you have to redo it. I guess it does take pretty long.
I bet it takes. Oh yeah, I bet it takes a lot longer than you think it does.
Yeah.
It takes him a week.
No, I'm talking about all the other stuff they have to do. I mean, he has to do.
It takes a week to make it from start to finish.
Really?
I think it's, yeah.
Is that including all the artists and everything?
Yeah.
Does anyone have international dialing?
It was when he was on for the movie.
Let's call the Geek Squad and quiz them.
He said that they had...
Who's got international dialing? Anyone?
He said what? I'm sorry, so we'll keep talking over you.
He said that they hadn't even started on the new season, he was on there for Team America, and it was like 2 weeks before the new season was supposed to air. And he said that they hadn't even started on it.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
he said it takes him about a week to get an episode done.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because whenever there's like something like going on like on the news, like politically,
yeah,
they always get it up pretty soon.
Oh yeah.
And plus,
oh
shit!
I just remembered. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I got this gateway number. I remember when I first called it when I got like Red Hat. I asked them about installing this wireless driver, and they didn't even know what an OS was. I had to explain, like, yeah, Red Hat's an OS, and you're like, what's an OS? It was like, what
nice.
You gotta call it. Hold on.
What?
Gateway.com. Where's this line?
What was the Trey Parker number? I'm gonna save it in my magic text file here.
818.
Never mind.
You got it?
Damn it. Oh, yeah, I found it.
Okay.
I have a magical text file with all my great numbers in it.
The only problem is, now that this number has been posted in IRC and been played on here, it will probably get changed.
Yeah.
Because people will call the shit out of it being stupid instead of actually trying to talk to the guy.
Hence
and, why everybody else's numbers get changed when you get a number. Because there's probably a lot of really cool people that would talk to us and, like, you know, hang out on the show or, you know, maybe give a sound bite or something like that for the show. But because people call the fuck out of them and won't leave them the hell alone, give them a little private life, they change their numbers. I mean, because it takes them, you know, 30 seconds to change their phone number. All they do is tell their publicist, hey, look, I want a new number, and it's done.
God
damn it. I mean...
Does Trey Parker have a publicist?
I'm sure he
one
does,
thing,
man.
But throwing it up on the air is another, you know?
He would be one of the guys that would have a publicist.
I would almost say he has to, because, you know, with the shitstorm that can come from any episode they put out of South Park, they got to have somebody to eat up, you know, to put a positive spin on things as much as possible.
Okay,
you know,
here's
like,
a number. Here's a number. 800-369-1409. That's the gateway number, and it's the home office support number.
This will come up.
We should have our own little IRC room, like just for the people that's on air, so we can swap numbers and stuff so other people can't see it and gay it up.
We could
and
just
gay,
private
gay it up.
Yeah.
Bag it up.
Well, we all have names in IRC. You can just,
private,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, then you gotta, like, PM it to, like, each and every person on the line, so.
Yeah.
Hold on, I think, let me try calling it on my phone, okay? Be right back.
All right. Gay it up. That's a good little term there. I like that. I'll have to use that one from now on. When somebody starts doing stuff, I'll just stop gaying it up.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Gateway. For Spanish language assistance, press 8. Para asistencia en español, presione.
Talk about somebody going to gay it up. That's what Gateway's for.
To dial an extension, press 1. To purchase a product or service, press 2. For technical support, press 3.
Dude, these guys are dumbasses. They don't know what an OS is.
For automated assistance or out-of-warranty support, press 1. For home or home office support, press 2. Business, government, and education.
Dude, I just saw a trailer for a fucking awesome-looking movie.
Please, somebody turn it to QVC right now. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I don't even know what channel QVC is, man.
Shut up.
Oh, dang.
For assistance with desktops and monitors, press 1. For assistance with notebooks or profiles, please enter your system's 10-digit serial number followed by the pound sign now. Thank you. Please hold while we connect you to the next available representative. For training purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Gateway Technical Support. My name's James. I'm Avenge Numbers Edel, 3600. May I have your first and last name, please?
Okay, this is Noah Harris.
Thank you. And may I have the serial number for your computer, please?
Okay, 0033129227.
Seven. Alright, and we also have a phone number where we can reach you?
954-781-6737.
Alright, and how can I help you today?
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to, install FreeBSD on my laptop right now, and I can't get any of the wireless drivers to work. Can you help me out?
What are you trying to install?
Mm-hmm. What?
What were you trying to end up?
The wireless drivers on FreeBSD.
Okay.
Do you know what FreeBSD is?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's this, Linux Unix OS. It's based off Unix.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Basically, what you have to do, if you're installing it for another operating system, we have Linux and Unix drivers, great. One second, let me check and see if we can get those. Basically, I can give you the properties of what's going on. Actually, is this the system you got?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like, your parts, labor, and phone support warranty expired in May of, or March 16, 2005, this year.
Oh, right. You can't help me out, man?
I'm going to check out the information on the system, if you wouldn't mind holding for just a few minutes, to see if we can at least point you to where you can get the drivers for it.
Slow down. I'm on the first. Sorry.
Oh, hold on, man. I got to go. My mom's, like, really pissed off, okay?
Wait. Hold on, man. I got to go. My mom's, like, really pissed off, okay? Shouldn't have fucked me so hard. I gotta go.
Let's turn the fucking stream off.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another exciting edition of Freefter.
When's it gonna get exciting?
This is number 9.
All right.
Jesus, this is on QVC.
What channel is it?
It's a facial flex, facial exercise, and toning kit. It's this thing you put in your mouth and it exercise your face.
Okay. All right, Stack Smasher, you were complaining about not being let in to call numbers, so you're in. So call some numbers.
Okay. I'm ready.
Hey, you guys want to do some swimming?
Of course.
We still need to get on air.
Call 800-778-7000.
About a year ago, listening to some old 2600 episodes, they were talking about something called a Harris triggerfish.
Oh, shit, that was gay, man. That guy knew what an OS was. I'm surprised. No, seriously, the last lady I called, like, what's an OS? Oh, my gosh.
So I went ahead and Harris Triggerfish
in
his Google.
Serial number? I changed
Harris Triggerfish. Hold on. Let him finish.
This is a machine. It's kind of like a suitcase. And what they do is they fire this bad boy up, and it tells them all the cellular phone area and the numbers that are assigned to them, and pretty much tells you whatever number they're dialing and a lot of really cool stuff. The problem is the company in Florida, Harris Electric, only sells these to governments. But the company went out of
business. Are they located in Fort Walton Beach, Florida?
Oh, I have a number for them here. So 1 second.
This thing on QVC is hilarious.
Dude, this is life.
On QVC?
This helps chicks give blowjobs, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, social
engineering. It tells
engineering
that you
have one in,
and it's helped your performance by 75.
Yeah, somebody...
give a testimonial for that thing. And get on the air.
Oh my
god.
My
girlfriend's performance.
Freaking hilarious. And that chick on the left is pretty hot.
Yeah. I'd hit
it. What are we talking
about?
She's
got the good facial muscles, too.
Dude, you gotta turn on QVC and check it out.
That guy, even that guy's doing it. He's gonna use that.
Look at him. Oh, he's sticking it in. Oh, there he goes.
There we go.
He kind of looks like that guy that was married to Charlie Sheen. That girl that was married.
Yes.
I got the numbers.
Angelina Jolie a little bit.
Contact us.
Like if, Denise Richards. Angelina
no,
Jolie.
I think they're not going to take phone calls anymore on this because it's only got like 1 minute, 3 seconds left.
Call them up and tell them that you almost choked to death on it. You're swimming.
I squeezed my cheeks together and it shot down my throat.
It lodged in my throat, and every time I would breathe, I would do the exercise for my throat.
My vocal cords would stretch, and I could hit high notes.
Dude, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Look, you work your facial muscles.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just got to say,
he's wearing makeup. Look how much makeup he has on.
They need to get a really big one that like stretch out your lips.
Operation in Melbourne, Florida. Our normal operating hours.
I used to live by Melbourne.
Yeah, they're closed. I got some international numbers, though. Let me try one of those.
Are any of you down by Melbourne?
Who can dial international?
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, you're like 2 seconds behind me because mine just ended now.
Your
I just got to say about that number. That wasn't my real serial number, so. Yeah.
Who can dial outside the U.S.?
I can't
dial all right now. All right. I got a French number if somebody wants to call it.
Oh, these are the replacement packs.
Who likes the French?
I don't like the French. It's just
who can dial international?
Je parle français. Dial the number, please.
Who can dial international cheaply?
I can. I don't know what the area or the country code is, so you're going to have to tell me all the numbers from start to finish.
How much time do we have left? I can probably call it.
I got a couple numbers here as well.
Ready to start reading them off, but I need the country code too.
You ready?
Yep.
07.
Damn it.
3345. 1548.
Okay.
That's Joe's snack bar in Australia.
We'll see if it goes.
I'm pretty sure that.
Ask for an alligator burger.
DC would go perfect with my beige box.
What's that?
The bags?
Yeah, the green purse on QVC. I'm pretty sure it would go perfect with my beige box and all my other freaking equipment.
Yo, wasn't there a Simpsons episode about somebody calling Australia?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Then Bart had to go over there and get his ass kicked by the Prime Minister.
Bart asked him if their toilets flowed the other way.
Yeah. It's not going through.
And he left it on, and it was like a $300,000 phone bill.
It's not going through.
No.
I don't know if that's all the whole number. Hold on, let me grab the number Z, and I have them somewhere else.
We should call somebody right on the equator.
How hot is it there?
I don't know, hot?
No, call them and ask them how hot it is.
Hot there?
No. We should ask them which way their water will spin. Because, you know, depending on which part of the equator you're on, it'll flow different ways. That's called the Coriolis effect or some bullshit. I don't know. That's your educational lesson for today, kids.
Hi, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm going to be out there in Las Vegas in a couple weeks with about a dozen of my buddies, and I want to line up some action.
Okay, great.
Do you guys cater to freakers?
To freakers?
Yeah. Do you know what a phone freaker is?
No, what's a phone freaker?
A phone freaker is somebody that calls people up and social engineers them into getting information.
And socially engineers them at getting information.
Yeah, you're actually on a show right now with a bunch of phone freakers. What do you think about that?
I guess.
So do you guys sell, like, beaver by the pound there, or how does it work?
Us freakers need loving, too.
Yes. We all do.
Do you just, like, walk in and pick up a menu and, you know, decide what you want?
I think she left from the phone.
But she put us on hold? Hello? Still there?
I think she walked away. I think we'll show
break it.
Don't hang up. She's still on the line.
Hello?
He's blocked us from the phone. Don't worry. She didn't have to hold.
Beaver? Alright, I got a long list. We'll go to the next one.
What is this place you called?
Let me see here. Angel's Brothel.
Only got about 22 minutes left.
Of the show? Really?
Yeah, we're done at 1, right?
Wow, I wasn't paying attention to what time it was.
All right, so wait a minute. There's this guy, Keish, in IRC, who keeps saying that he wants to social engineer someone that he's patched in through someone else, and if they dial some number, that he's going to social engineer. So, Keish, if you're listening, drop your number in IRC. Someone will call it for you, and you can social engineer. Have a nice day.
Well, how's he going to social engineer through IRC?
No, he's on this... he's on the comp, apparently. Someone called him directly. Okay, yeah, see, he's got the numbers. 1-800-778-7000.
Okay, I get it.
Are you watching QVC with a hat right now?
I am. This is the gayest hat ever.
That is crazy. I'm going to get one of those.
It's like super gay.
Get a pat.
Rip it in black and pretend that you're Darth Vader.
That hat is almost... That hat is almost as gay as Attack of the Show.
Okay, guys.
Thank you for choosing Pilgrim Telephone. Call cost $1.99.
Keish, you're up.
If you are under 18, you must hang up now.
Yeah, I'm under 18.
Oh, no.
Leaving Dad's going.
$7.99 a minute.
Was that the number I told you guys to dial?
Yep, 800-778-7000.
Is it a regional number, or is it a...
It's a phone sex number.
For Washington Mutual.
Not anymore.
788, not...
It used to be.
It's 788, not 778.
Slow down, I'm on the spur.
Jiminy crickets.
Lemonparty.org is my favorite website.
Of course it is. That's Newbie McMoverson number 5 right there.
Whoopty whoop.
How about dickcream.com/spin?
Hey, is someone going to redial?
Yeah, did you post another one?
What?
800-778-7000. 788. Oh, 788, okay.
Lemonparty.org is owned by Oreo X.
Not surprising either.
Let's just call random numbers and see how long we can keep people on the line.
Thank you for calling Washington Mutual.
Para la información en español. Marque 8. If you know your
selection,
you can key ahead at any time.
Ooh.
For information on your personal account, press 1. For online banking, press 2. For small business and commercial banking, press 3. To open an account, renew a time deposit, apply for a loan, or receive WA Move It support, press 4. For other services such as telephone access code, branch locator, or merchant check verification, press 5.
That sounds like a
phone access code, press 1. Need to find us? For branch locator information, press 2. Do you want to verify a check? Press 3. To speak to a telephone banker, press 0. To return to the previous menu, press asterisk.
I think we went number 1.
Hey guys, if you want to call us dryer, I'm on here.
Your code will be used to identify you when you use our automated telephone system. To select a new telephone access code, press 1. To reset your telephone access code, press 2. To speak to a telephone banker, press 0. To return to the previous menu, press asterisk.
Asterisk?
Oh.
I'll save that number later. Oh, let me see.
Is it not working?
What the hell?
No, I got I clicked asterisk and it disconnected me.
So are we not talking to anybody?
So did we have any successful phone calls at all tonight?
Am I muted?
Nope.
I don't think so.
All right. That sounds like a great show.
I know. Win $100.
And yet like 5,000 people will download this show. and let's go.
It'll be pointless.
I sound like an idiot for, like, every...
Here we go.
Well, every other episode, though, they've all been pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you there.
Hey, go on, look at this Hubber spin suite, man, on Home Shopping Network.
Hello.
Like a beast.
Any more numbers?
Here, I'm posting a link in IRC. It's for the Rainbow series of books. They're old, but they still have a lot of really good security information and freaking information in them.
Both the military side, so.
If you go to alternate, let's see, all the way down at the bottom, it says a CD-ROM of this website's also available. They give you a number there for Fort Meade. You can call them up and request all this information to be sent to your house free of charge. And the woman that answers the phone is very nice. And they will overnight, like, about 5 boxes of security information from the Department of Defense to your house because you pay for it to be created, so it belongs to you. I encourage everyone to get as much as possible from these people because everything they send you is going to be very useful in later in life, let me put it that way.
What's the number?
It's right at the bottom of the page. It's a CD-ROM. This website's also available. You just click that, and it'll take you to another page with a phone number. It's an 800 number.
Six.
Wait, and they just send you this for what
yep,
reason?
They send you boxes of it for free, and they overnight it like FedEx.
Why?
And your taxes pay for all this stuff, so you might as well get it and use it.
What kind of
taxes? Right.
Hey, there's a guy on IRC that says he can throw away in Australia.
Yeah, what kind of stuff are you getting, though, in this box overnight?
Well, you know how in the old hacker movie he said, you need the beige book and the orange book and the green book and the red book and
the big book
that won't fit on the shelf?
Right, all that stuff. Really?
But see, what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of that stuff's declassified.
Right.
Still very, very useful because that's like a hardcore security, and most companies don't even... they don't even have security anywhere close to that. So if you can reference that.
Or it's just funny to have on your shelf.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Why isn't this link loading, and why does it end in .mil?
It's just really
slow. Because this is a military site. You're going to Fort Meade. There's nothing illegal about this. This is put out here by the government.
Then why isn't it loading?
Well, you know what? I was just there, and now all of a sudden it's down.
Nice. Yeah. What's that site name again?
I'm trying to hammer it at the same time.
Yeah, here. Yeah. I got to... I'll copy the link and put it in IRC for later.
So you just call them up and say, hey, I want some books?
Yeah, you say, hey, I would like to receive the Rainbow series of books and all information that you can give me related to network security, information security, phone security, switch security, and anything else. And she'll say, absolutely, what's your address? And about 2 days later, you get huge boxes in the mail.
And it's free.
It's free. You don't pay one dime.
Now, hold on a second.
Since you do have the site up in your window, could you post the number to IRC?
Yeah, that's... Well, I was actually going to call the number, but now that I can't get to the window because everyone's trying to go.
What?
We've got,
you know what? I can do it. I can probably...
Something good last
guys, 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 guys. Oh, shit. Who's calling?
Australia.
Here.
That's an Australian ring.
Google Cash.
She's not open.
Here you can
snack bar's not open.
The Google Cache. Or the same link.
Hey, shouldn't we say this link on the air so people listening can go to it?
There you go. I just posted the Google Cache link to that in IRC. And here's the number. It's 800-688-6115, option 3.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Trem.
You rock my soxers. Hey, it finally loaded the link.
Is it a 24-hour number?
I'm going to call right now.
That dog?
Information Assurance Service Center. At all menu levels, press Start to repeat or 9 to return to the previous menu. You are now in the NIST main menu. For electronic or public key services, press 1. To contact the InfoSec Products and Services Help Desk, press 3. For DMS support, press 4. For CPSC Online, press 5. For all other inquiries, press 0.
We want number 3, information security support.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
This is the NSA.
You have reached the National Security Agency Information Assurance Service Center. Our normal duty hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. or 30 p.m. Eastern
Damn.
Time. If your call is of a critical nature, please call the Information Protect Officer at toll-free 866-210-8902 or commercial 410-526-3425 or DSN 238-4425. Otherwise, please leave your name, telephone number, including area code, and a brief unclassified message.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't call those numbers from your home phone. Those are for big boys only.
Obviously.
Yeah, just all you have to do is just be real cool and say, hey, somebody told me that you offer the Rainbow Series on CD-ROM and a bunch of other useful stuff, and I'd like to get it sent to my house.
This is Anna.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Hey, my name's Bilbo Jones from Barnaby, Texas. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm quite excellent. I'm trying to reach a Mr. Samuel Jackson. He's a stockbroker out of some part over there in Australia. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's mighty confusing calling these foreign countries.
Sorry, I'm just breaking up. Can barely hear you. How can I help you?
I'm trying.
I want another shrimp on the barbie.
Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
You're live on the air with Freak Factor. How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Quite excellent.
That's good. How can I help you?
Say hello to America.
Would you like to give any shout-outs to your peeps?
Hey, hold on. When you flush a toilet, which way does water go down?
Oh, my God.
The way the toilet goes.
Hello?
It does work.
Hello? Hey,
hello?
When you flush a toilet... Hello?
You know the answer to the question. Don't ask that question.
Don't ask the fucking question.
You know the answer to the question. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
Good, thank you.
That's good. The reason we're calling is we're a group of American morons who are on a radio show, and we were trying to make phone calls to other countries to hear how your phone rings and to hear your accent. So we'd like to hear you talk. So we want to see how long we can keep you on the phone.
Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hang out with our naughty wombat. Go totally tortoise with our giant Aldabin.
Naughty wombat.
Flying down to your arms.
By the way,
check out behind the scenes at the Koala Hospital. Discover what a little sweetheart our possum is.
It's good American hall music.
And by Dingo, you can even meet our dingoes. Be sure to ask about your chance to walk with the tigers or the cheetahs before the zoo opens.
Ask the lady if the Tasmanian devil's really the news that you think it is.
Hello, this is Sally.
Sally, how are you doing this
Naughty
evening?
Wombats! Naughty wombats everywhere! I can't get them away from me!
Really? Wombats.
Yes, they've crawled up my urethra. It's wombat sounding. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Barbecue hack. Barbecue hack.
That sounds a little more British, man. Something tells me you're not exactly in wombat country.
Maybe. I'm in rat country.
Oh, in payphone country.
You got served.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't hear you. You're breaking up a bit.
Hey, Oren, would you go to the bathroom and flush your toilet? Tell me which way the water goes down, please. I mean, this is really killing me.
You know the answer to that question.
Just ignore him.
Stop asking it. Stop asking.
Yeah, I was. I think I will take that advice and just ignore that one.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known answer.
I think I can probably figure out which way our toilets are running over here.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You just have to watch The Simpsons to learn that one.
So now this is the Australian zoo, correct?
This is Australia's zoo, home of the crocodile hunter. That's right.
Home of the crocodile
hunter. You mean Steve Irwin? Over
the crocodile?
Yeah, that's right.
Would there be any possibility we could speak to him?
Unfortunately, no. Steve's actually preparing for a bit of a trip away. He's going out to do some filming at the moment.
Do you have a number?
Can we leave him with contact information?
Sorry, guys. I think he's pretty busy at the moment, and I don't think he's going to check his toilet either.
Well, we're really not.
I have a question. What kind of animals do you have in your zoo?
We have all kinds of animals. We've got Australian animals, and we've got lots of exotic animals. Some of our recent additions are our 5 tigers. We've got 2 Bengals and 3 Sumatrans, and we've got 4 beautiful baby cheetah cubs.
We don't have cheetahs at our zoo.
I want cheetahs.
That's awesome.
I just have to say that I love your accent.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have European animals?
So now, what time is it there, may I ask? I don't really have the ability to check that right now.
3 p.m.
It's 3 p.m. Okay, thank you
very much. 5 to 3 in the afternoon.
5 minutes to 3, okay. I was just, I didn't have my converter on me here.
Sure. What time is it over there?
It would be, well, where I am, it's almost 1.
Where are you
and
guys
where
staying?
I'm at it.
Well, there's a couple different people on here from different places. I myself am from the East Coast of America.
West Coast of America.
Lovely. How's the weather?
It was a little
warm today. It rained.
It's been
fucking humid and nasty.
And how's the weather there?
Well, it's winter here at the moment, but we've got a sunny day today. We've had a couple of rainy ones lately, but we're located in Queensland on the Sunshine Coast, so if that gives you any indication, we're pretty sunny most of the year.
Yeah, so what's winter like? What, 75?
Oh, we work in degrees Celsius,
I
don't know what it converts to, but it's about 25 degrees today.
25 degrees Celsius. Okay.
It's like 60.
Hey, what part of in Australia are you in? Are you like on the East Coast or the West Coast, or what's the deal?
The East Coast.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, represent the East. All around.
East Coast
the world.
Is
the right
side.
Okay, so if 6-1 is the country code, then 7-5 is the code for what?
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to ask how the dialing prefix is.
Are we bothering?
Sorry, guys, you're breaking up again. I can't really hear you.
I think it's all going over her head.
Are we bothering you at all? Are we keeping you from your job?
Well, I'm just doing an end-of-month report, so I don't mind too much.
Okay, well, that's good. What he was asking you was how the phone system over there works. We're trying to figure out, we know the country code, but what is the two-digit number prefix? Is that like an area code?
Yeah,
like
an area code.
75 or 07,
right.
That is, it's an area code. And then it's followed by eight-digit number?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Oh, wow, 8 digits, so it's 5436-2000 is the number, and it's area code 07. Okay.
That's the one.
Cool.
Okay, well, here's another strange question for you. Do you know of any numbers in your area that are very fun numbers to call, like clubs that might be open? I guess at 3 p.m. is really not a good time to call a club, but maybe good bars or some good drunk Australians or anything like that at all?
I have no idea.
No?
I really don't know.
Wow. That's disappointing.
There's lots of clubs around, but I can't think of which ones would be exactly pumping on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, yeah, I guess a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock probably isn't the best time to call. But
no, not really.
Now, do you go out to clubs?
Yeah, sometimes.
You sound younger.
Yes, I'm 22.
I'm going to guess 20s, so yes.
I'm
sorry,
only 19.
I'm only 14.
I'm 16. This is a dating show.
We have some really young guys on the show, so just bear with us, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But they're still very experienced nonetheless.
Yeah.
For their age, yes. Not
well,
that kind of experience.
Niece.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think she said that's frightening.
Hey, how many of you are there? It sounds like there's about at least three of you, maybe four.
There's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's technically 10 of us on the line.
By the way,
there's
10
of you?
Yeah, there's 10 of us.
Yeah, well, you're on an internet radio show right now.
We just kind of call in and call different people to see what's going on. We really have nothing.
Oh, cool. Sounds riveting.
Do you have access to a computer?
Yeah, would you like to hear all the shows?
Do you have access to a computer?
Yeah.
You should check out a website. It's called Freak Factor, P-H-R-E-A-K, P-H-A-C-T-O-R.com.
It's .net.
Oh, it's .net? I'm sorry, .net. I was just corrected on that. And that's the show you are on. Okay.
Will you be our official?
Ah, sounds good. Well, am I going to want to hang up on you once I look at your website, or do you think it's safe?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
This has been the highlight of our show so far, so hopefully not.
Yeah. Pretty much all the shows.
Oh, good. So the address?
It's P-H-R-E-A-K. P-H-A-C-T-O-R
dot
N-E-T.
Dot net?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will you be our official Australian friend?
Officially?
Yes.
Sure. Count me in.
What's your first name?
Sally.
Sally. That's right. Hey, how come you guys do PH with everything that's meant to start with F?
It's a play on words. It's what they call leet speak.
Ah.
1337.
It means the person doesn't have a life.
Well, we have a life. It just doesn't go outside of...
Go beyond the internet.
...phone networking.
Ah, so I'm reading about you guys. So basically, you just phone people all day. Is that what you do?
Pretty much. We start at 11 here, so I think that's...
Yeah, every Saturday night.
One there. Yeah, on Saturday.
So it's Saturday night there now?
Yeah, 11 Eastern time.
Yep.
It's Sunday now, but we started at Saturday at 11, or at, what, 1, I think, there.
Yeah,
it's 1 a.m. Ah, cool. So we're a bit ahead of you. I can tell you Sunday's looking good.
Awesome. See, we could call in to Australia and get the future for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah, you guys are calling the future.
Yeah, are there any football games going on, like, that we should be making bets on right now?
Not that I'm aware of.
Try to beat France last night.
Hey, listen, guys, you know what? I better get back to work, but thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for talking to us.
Talk to us.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Steve, I said hello.
I dropped her.
Hello?
Wow.
Hey,
we actually have some content.
Did we lose Sally?
Hello.
Well,
you know
what?
Okay.
I'm really sick of these Folgers cards, man.
All right, guys, time is about up. Time's up.
Bye, Stink.
All right, I can't turn off the music. All right, Jimmy D, you've been muted because you were playing music. Okay. It is 1 o'clock, and Freak Factor Episode 9 is now over. So I have no idea how it went. You guys tell me.
It went pretty good.
Sally in Australia.
Till the very end, it sucked. But at the very end, we got a good call through the Australian Zoo.
We have an official.
Yeah, shout to
to Sally. Yeah,
who
Sally from the Australian View. Sue.
Shout to Sue for that.
20-year-old sounded very cute. Of course, all of them sound cute. So, do love that.
Yeah.
Definitely a hunt.
Yeah, she knows the crocodile hunter. That was cool.
Yeah, that was real cool.
All right, the goal for the next episode is to get the croc on the show.
We got to get Steve Irwin on the show.
That would be awesome.
All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna kick this all off. And